Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Aleph, a good night of Shabbos, where you have the discourse of starting Perek HaMatznia. If you remember, we were introduced to the concept of HaMatznia on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis and Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we've been talking about the Shiurim ever since, the concept of someone being Machshiv, an item by hiding it or storing it in, let's say, their cupboard or whatever. Basically, then we've been going through the last, you know, let's say, I don't know, 10, 20 blot or whatever it is, mostly talking about different items, the shear for hotzah, for different items. Whereas most items are by a grogeris, right, in terms of achila, baking or, doing something, the shear is like a grogeris. But by hotzah, there's all these different shearim. Depending on different items, because the klal is, if you do hotzah on something that's significant, so then you're going to be chayiv, so that significance is different in terms of, in depending on what you're talking about. So we listed all these shiurim. If you remember, there's a machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Shimon in terms of what the shiurim were. According to the chachamim, the shiurim were for everybody, normal people. But if hamatznia, if you would save something, store something in your house, that was less than these shiurim, so even that you'd be chayiv. According to Rabbi Shimon, the shiurim that we've been giving, no, that's for hamatzniyehim bilvad, that's for the matzniya, that there's a minimum shiur that a person has to, keep stored, and then you'd be chayiv, but the regular shiur for most people is a grogeris. But either way, we are introduced to this concept of hamatzniya, that if you store something and you keep it in your house, so you're machshiv it, you say that this item, even though it's a very small item, it's a choshev in your eyes, and therefore, if you take it out on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. So with that background, we start the perek, and it's kedai to read a couple of rashis over here that we'll do just to get us kind of kick-started, but let's read the Mishnah first. Hamatznia lezera, ula dugma ula refua. If you store something in your house, right, again, smaller than the actual size, usually, depending on whatever interpretation of sizes that you're talking about. But let's say you keep something that's very small in your house, either for zera, for planting, uladugma, or for an example, right? You're selling it, and you want to show a potential buyer what it might be, whatever item you have. Ularufua, or you want to keep it for refua. If you hotziu b'Shabbos, and you take out this small item on Shabbos, then you're chayev b'kolshu. Then you're chayev anything, any size on Shabbos. V'chol adam, but anybody else, ain chayev alav ela kishiro. He's only chayev for the appropriate shear. Chazer v'yachniso, let's say now you went and took the item back inside, ain chayev ela kishiro. You're only chayev according to its actual shear, depending on what the item is. So what's going on? Let's try and clarify a little bit. Let's read some Rashi's. Hamatznia b'kolshu d'ha achshave. We see that a person was machshiv this item, and that's why he's going to be chayiv. You're only chayiv. Regular people are chayiv ela kishiuro, like a normal shear. B'chol echad shear hamafurishlo. Right, but in every shear, every item has a different shear, like we explained. And the example that Rashi is going to give that we'll use is bezeronim. Well, if you have seeds, what's the case by seeds? So chamisha zera kishuim or deluim or polimitri. It has to be five of them. Okay, u'mishar devar and koyayin or ochlim, right, and other items like wine or whatever. That's kishir mafurash, like the shirim we've been talking about. What about chazer ve'echni? So let's say you take out these five seeds, yeah, or less than that. Let's say you took out two seeds, yeah. So chazer ve'echni, so Rashi says zeshit sni apachos mikashir. If you went back that which you took out less than a shear. Two seeds instead of five seeds. Ve'otzio, and you took them outside. Im chazar v'nimlach shelo lazaro, if you went back and you decided not to plant them, so then ve'chniso, and you brought them back inside, ein ochayiv, Rashi says, ba'achnasazu, ela im ken yesh bo shir shalem. Meaning you're not going to be chayiv for the hachnasa of these two seeds. The fact that you stored them in your house, that makes it chashuv enough to take it out and plant it. But once you're not decided not to plant it, now you're coming back inside, so the fact that you stored it in your house is no longer relevant, is no longer significant, and you're not going to be chayiv for those two seeds for bringing it back inside from Rishus Haravim to Rishus Hayachid. Right, as Rashi says, kevin dam nimlach alav, since you change your mind, shelo lazaro, to not to plant them, bito machshavaso, your machshava has been mevato, v'rei u'kakol ha'adam. And he's now like everybody else. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Again, the Gemara asks, again, as we mentioned, we've talked about this topic before, in the end of Klal Gadol, the beginning of Hamotzi, and those prakim, so Gemara says right away, that's not the question here, that's Amrabai's question. But when the Rashi that we're going to read on Rabbi, he'll talk about that. My bad. Okay, start again. The Gemara says like this. Forget that little thing. Lamale lemisni hamatsnia. Why do you have to tell me someone who stores an item? Why is the storing of the item chashuv? Lisni hamotzi lezara uludug mor lerufua chayv bekolshu. Why don't we just say that someone who takes this item out, for whatever purpose, right, is chayv for any amount, right? Chayv for anything, right? The fact that you're taking it out in order to do something with it, that should be enough to be machshiv the item. So Rabbi says, what's the case? What's the case over here? And this will answer the question of didn't we learn about this already? And that's what we'll read the Rashi. What's the case? No, what happened was you put away these two seeds, for example, and you forgot why. And then v'hashta, and now kamafikle stama. And now you take them out without any specific intention. So ma'adotema, you might have thought betuli batla machshava. So you might have thought that it, machshava was mevatel, and does not, it doesn't exist anymore. Meaning the original reason you hid them is no longer legitimate or relevant. So kamash malan. So the Mishnah tells us kola osa al das rishon osa. So no, when you take them out stam without any intention, kola osa, anybody who does this is doing it based on his original intention. That's a concept that comes up elsewhere in halacha, but we'll keep it. What's it called? To this, that when you take it out on Shabbos, so it's based on your original intention, even if you forgot. Now, this going back to this Rashi, and I'm Rabbaye. So he clarifies the answer to the question: why did we talk about this earlier, or why do you even need to tell me this case? So if you read the Rashi again, we'll go through it, and then we'll go weiter in the Gemara because Shabbos is coming. Vaday motzi lizriya chayev. For sure, someone who takes out these two seeds to plant them is chayev. Right, meaning the Mishnah, Abai says, Enechanami, that you could have just taught Hamotzi Zara Ludugmar Lurfu Achayev, Bekolshu, because that's the Machshiv then. The Alpha got the Lo Atznei, even if you didn't hide them or store them, Meikara, originally. Umasnisen Deboy Matznia, in our Mishnah that says, Hamatznia, someone who stores these items, Bemotzi Stankamer, it's talking about, like we just said in the Gemara, someone who takes out these two seeds for no practical purpose. For example, to take them to show them to a friend, to go from one house to the next. Because now what are you doing? You're not taking them out to plant, but you're just taking them out to show to somebody. That's not a chashuva action. That's not being machshivit with your hotzah. That's simply, the only reason it's chashuv is because your original decision to store it so that you could plant it. So therefore, in this case, you're going to be chayiv because your original intention, that's what the Gemara says, kol osa al machshav rishono osa, or das rishono osa, that the original intention is important. Vim Tomer, Rashi says, one second, kar shono b'klal galdol, we already learned about this, anayin heim abeis, kol sheinu kashu latznia, anu chayiv, ela matznia, ha matznia chayiv, as the Gemara said, right, we already learned about this, quotes our Mishnah, and he's Hachamaya Skina, so therefore the Abaye says, what's the case here? The Itzrik Lamasniya, you needed to teach me, Gigonshetsnio, Hai Matsnia, Lazara Oladugma, right, you did it already for some purpose, you hid it away for some specific purpose, Veshachach Lama Matsnio, and you forgot. Vashta Mapik Le Stama Latalta Loma Bais Labais, and now you're taking it out Stam without any purpose. So that's the answer to why we need to talk about this again, because it's a different case. Here are the cases where you were machshavit with your storing originally, then you took it out, but you didn't take it out to plant it, and therefore your hotzah is not enough to be machshav these two seeds. The only thing that's machshav the seeds is the fact that you stored it originally, and that is going to be enough to be mechayev you. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Vaito in the Gemara, three lines down. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mechayev Hayer Rabbi Meir, Af Bemotzi Chita Achas Lizriya. Rabbi Meir would be Chayev somebody if he took out one kernel, one seed of wheat for planting. Gemara says Pshita, Koldu Tanan. Well, the Mishnah said, Koldu, any Kolshu, anything is, the shear is one little tiny seed, obviously. So Gemara the Tema, you might have, what's the reason? You might have thought, Kolshu La Fuke Migrogeris. No, what does Kolshu mean? It means not a grogeris. A grogeris would have a dried fig. That's a bit much bigger shear. Le'olam, and really adik kezais. Really the shear that you need to be chayiv for hotzah is a kezais. Kamash malan, so therefore Rabbi Meir teaches us that even one little seed will make you chayiv. Mask of Rav Yitzchak bar Eid Rav Yehuda El Me'atav. That's true. If what's true? If it's true that what's it called? That your machshava it was what is goring the chayiv. Your machshava meaning if you. Well, you'll see in a second what he asks, and then we can explain it a little bit better. Element, if that's true, what we just said, if it's true that we're saying that your machshava is what causes the chiyuv, and that when you took out those two items, you did your machshava, right, and that's what is magdir, that's what defines the shir for what's chashav and hotza, let's say you decided to take out your entire house, all the stuff, right? There was mold in the basement, there was saras on the walls, I don't know, whatever. So, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv until you take out all of it. If you're telling me that the machshava causes the chashivas to the item, so maybe that should work the kula as well, and you shouldn't be chayiv until you take out everything. So, Gemara says, no, hasam over there, that's ridiculous. But l'daiso, do etzel kol adam. There, your das is mevatel. For all, most people, nobody, you know, people do not decide to take out their entire house. The overwhelming, you know, majority of people are going to be taking out much smaller items than that, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. But by one or two seeds, so there definitely are a small minority, or even more than that, of people who will take out these small amounts, and therefore we don't say batel daito until kol adam. Okay, so the Mishnah said kol adam ein chayav in olav ela kishiyuro. Right, again, if you're matznia these two small seeds. And then we said the case of the Mishnah is then you forget why you hid them and you take them out without an actual das. Okay, either way, but you're the one who put away these seeds, so you're chayiv for that. But anybody else is only chayiv kashiro, like the shear of whatever item you're dealing with. Right? We said five seeds, for example, in the case of the gourd seeds. So the Gemara points out Masnisin to look Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, as we've said before. The Tanya, it's not like this is not Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar shita. The Tanya learned in the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. This Gemara is on Ayin Vav, okay. Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kol She'eno Kasher Latznia, V'eno Matznia Kamohu, V'hukshu Lezev Itznio. Right, anything that's really smaller, that's a lot of speak for basically that anything that is Pachos Migashir, anything that's less than a shear, but some guy put it away, again, someone hid these, or stored these two seeds, Uba Acher V'hutzi, and someone else now comes out and takes those two seeds outside. The second guy is going to be chayiv because of the machshava of the guy who already put the seeds away. And we talked about this before. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Shita. Amar Rava. Rava says, let's see. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Hotzi ki gogeres la'achila. Now we're going to have a bunch of statements in Rava. Rava is going to make a statement, and he's going to try and figure out other halachos based on that statement. Rava says that Rav Nachman said like this: "Hotzi ki gogeres la'achila. You took out some food for eating, and the shear for that is ki gogeres. Okay, so you had a ki gogeres, the proper shear, the enough shear to make you chayav for Otzah and Shabbos. You took it outside. You wanted to eat it. You're holding, I don't know, an apple." And then, well, I guess an apple's a bad example. So let's say you had something plantable. Yeah, some seeds. Using that example, let's keep on going with it. So you took out enough seeds, a kogugeres, and you're going to eat them. Let's say sunflower seeds, I don't know. And you decided to plant them. Inami, or lezria, you took them out to plant, and then you decided to eat them. So chayev, Rav Nachman said you're going to be chayev. It doesn't matter that you change the purpose with which you took the seeds out in the middle. That doesn't matter. If you have the same, shear, it's there for chayv. Pshita, it's obvious because zil hacha iki shira, vizil hacha iki shira. Because in this case you had a shear, in that case you had a shear. Meaning at the beginning when you were machshava in the house, when you thought I'm gonna, I don't know, eat them, and then you went outside and you said, you know what, I'm really gonna plant them. So the shear was the same. You still had a kugugeres, and therefore you're a chayv the whole way through. But ma'od the tema, you might have thought, what's the question? Right, why does Rav Nachman even have to tell me that? But inani akira v'anacha b'chad ha-machshava. You might have thought that you need the akira. Again, we said otzah, you're only chayiv if you do an akira and a hanacha. An akira, an uprooting from whatever rishus you're in, and a hanacha, a placing down of the other rishus where you're going into. So you might have thought that has to be with the same machshava, with the same mindset. V'haleka, and here you don't have that, because originally you wanted to eat it, and then you wanted to plant it, or vice versa. So kamash molan, therefore, you need to tell me, Rav Nachman told me that you're chayiv because the shear is the same, and then you are fine. Okay, so based on that halacha, Rava has a bunch of questions. We're going to end up with a tekum, it's Hashem Eliyahu, and Navi will come and explain. Boy, Rava asked, Hotzi chatzi gogeres lizria. Let's say you took out half a shear for planting, v'tafcha, and then it blew up, it swelled up, it got fatter, it got wet, and therefore absorbed some water, maybe, I don't know, some, it rained. In any scenario, the item swelled up to the shear of a gogeres, v'nimlach alei l'achila, and then you decided to eat it. And Rashi says, v'anicha, and you did on some sort of hanacha. You put it down, or you put it in your mouth, or whatever it is. So, ma'o, what's the din? Intim salomar hasam hu demechayev. If you tell me that over there, in the first case we quoted, you're going to be chayev. Dezil hacha ikeshirav, zil hacha ikeshirav, because in both cases, but in the beginning, in the kira the hanacha, you still had a shear. So, hacha, so over here, one second. Kevin de be'idna de afka, the moment you took it out, lo hava be'shir, achila. You didn't have enough, right? You started with a half a gergeris, and then it blew up to a gergeris. So lo mechayev. So maybe you didn't have a proper shear the entire time. So therefore, you're not going to be chayev. Odama, or maybe kiven de ilu ishtik velo chashev aleha. Since over here you didn't think anything, right? Ishtik velo chashev aleha. You didn't change your what's it called? Rashi says ba'ach shnia isle be'shir the zriya mechayev. What's it called? Meaning, since you were quiet and... sorry, one second. I have a bee kind of floating around here. Okay, sorry. I have a bee buzzing around here. It kind of distracted me. Okay, so we... diving back in. Yeah, so Rava's question is, if you took out half a gogeres to plant, and again, that would be enough to be a chayev you to plant... as we said before, five seeds is enough, but not enough if you're going to eat it. Yeah, so we said the different purposes. Yeah, so v'tafcha v'nimlach alei l'achila. Then it swelled up to a gergeris size, and then you're going to eat it, and that would be enough of shear to be mechayev for eating. Ma'o, what's the din? Intim salomer. If you're going to tell me hasam with the mechayev dezil over there, the first case he quoted over of Nachman. Why are you chayev dezil hacha ikashira v'zil hacha ikashira? Because in both cases, both the akira and the hanacha, you had a proper shear, you had a gergeris. So hacha, but over here came into beidna de afka lo have a beshir achila. Right, when you took it out. Yeah, when you did the akira, you took out half a gergeris in order to plant it, which that would be mechayev for planting, but not for eating. So, you didn't have enough of a shear to make you chayef for eating. Lo mechayef, right? Maybe you should not be chayef. O doma, or maybe, kevin de ilu ishtik, v'lo chashev aleha, if you would have just been quiet and kept his original intent to plant it, then mechayef, amachshava d'zriya, he would have been chayef for that machshava, because you had enough of a shear to plant, to be mechayef for planting. So, ashtalami mechayef, so maybe over here, you should be chayef as well. Vimtim salam, and if you're going to tell me, kevin de ilu ishtik, v'lo chashev aleha, mechayef, amachshava d'zriya, and if you're going to tell me, like, the second possibility, that if, since he was quiet, and you had a, if he would have been quiet, he would have been chayev for the zriya, so therefore he's going to be chayev, so ashtalami mechayev, so to hear, even though he changed his intention, to be chayev, to change intention for the seeds, he's going to change. Now he's going to eat them instead of planting them. So even so, hashtonami mechayev, he's still going to be chayev. So then, what about the following case? Hoti kegrugeres la'achila, you took out a grugeres to eat, right? And now enough food to be able to be mechayev for otza. Now you have these seeds for eating. Vitzamka, now it became smaller, it shrank. Then he decided, you know what, well, these things shrank, so I guess I might as well plant them. Now, what's the din? Well, here, in your original intention, right, if you wouldn't have changed your intention, if you kept it for achila, you wouldn't have been chayev, because it started with a grogeris, and then it got smaller. So therefore, lo mechayev. Odoma, or maybe... Basra hashtaz leiner no mechayev. Maybe we go based on now, meaning... At this point, right, it's you decided to plant it, and it's less than a shear, and then you're going to be chayev. Right? Rashi says, "Basar machshava dehashtaz leinan leinan hanacha." In terms of the hanacha, maybe all you need is a proper hanacha at the moment. So when your das is to plant it, and you have a chatzi gugeris, whatever shear it is, so that's enough to be mechayev you, because you have a shear that would be mechayev you at the original, at the akira, and a shear to be mechayev you at the hanacha. Intim talomar ba, and if you'll tell me, basar hashtaz leinan u mechayev, that we go based on the machshava you have now for the anacha, and you'll be chayev. So what about hotzi kugergeres la'achila, that you took out a gergeres to eat, vitzamka, and then it shrunk to less than a gergeres, then v'chazir v'tafcha, then it blew back up again, and that was a full gergeres. So mao, so what's the din there? yesh dichoy linyan Shabbos or ein dichoy linyan Shabbos. That's a concept usually you have by other realms of halacha. For example, an animal, if an animal is disqualified for being a korban for whatever reason, and then the disqualification disappears, so the animal is still no good because it's dichoy, it's been nidcha, it's been pushed away. It's no longer good. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that do we consider the lack of size as a break between the machshava from the Akira and the Hanacha, right? At both the Akira and the Hanacha, there was enough of a shear to be mechayev you, but it shrank in the middle. And then do we say that that's dichui? Do we say that that will break up and push away this item from being chayev for otzah? So the Gemara says teku. We're not going to resolve that now. Mitzvah Hashem, Beher v'yamenu, Eliyahu Navi will come and explain it. Ba'omine Rava mei Rav Nachman. Rav asked another question from Rav Nachman. Zorak hazayis truma labayis tamei mahu. If you throw a kezayis of truma into a house that is tamei, let's say there's a mace inside the house, and the house is tamei tumas oel. So, mahu, what's the din? So the Gemara says, lamai. What din are you talking about? Ila inyan Shabbos. If you're talking about inyan Shabbos, and meaning you're zorek, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for otzah, so kegogeres being on, you need the shear of a gogeres, a kezayis is too small. Ila inyan tuma, but if you tell me, in terms of tuma, Rashi says over here to be metame other items. So then kebetza ochlen bina. Then you need a kebetza, right? A kezayis will be mekabel tuma, but it won't be enough to transmit tuma to other things. A kebetza, which is bigger than a gugaris, is required. So what shear are you talking about? You're talking about a kezayis. You're talking about a halacha. You throw something into a tame house. What realm of halacha are you talking about? So Gemara says la olam linin Shabbos. Talking about Shabbos. So, what do you mean? You need a gogeres to be chayiv for hotzah on Shabbos? Kagon deika pachos mika beitza ochlin. What's the case? You have less than a kabeitza of ochlin inside the house. V'amashlimo lebeitza. And now this little kazayis is going to be mashlim. It's going to make it into a shear of kebeitza. Now it will be metame other foods. Right? You had, let's say, and a half of, or whatever, a kebetza shear of food minus a kezayis inside the house. Now you throw this kezayis food into the house, and it kind of rolls up and sticks to the food you had inside. So, and that will create enough food to transmit tumah to other items. So my dimitzdarif linyan tumah mechayev nami linyan Shabbos. Rava wants to know if, since it will combine with the other food to make it metame other items, therefore maybe you should be mechayev linyan Shabbos. You should also be chayev for Shabbos, even though the general halacha is that you have to do otzah by a gogeres. If you have you have now created a new status with the food, maybe the shear could be less, right? Maybe if you, since it's legitimate by the realm of tuma to make it metame other items, maybe it should also be a legitimate action by Shabbos. Odoma, or maybe call inyan Shabbos kegogeres binan, or maybe no, Shabbos has nothing to do with that. Anytime you're going to be violating malach on Shabbos, it needs to be gogeres. So Amar Leih, Sir Rav Nachman, say back to Rav, Tini Tua. We kind of learned something similar. Abba Shul says, Shtei Alechem, Lecha Aponim, Shiurin kegogeres. The shear, if you were to take out the lechem upon him, or the Shtei Alechem, right, the breads that were let's say inside on the shulchan, for example, lechem upon him. The shtei lechem were the what's it called? That was a korban on shavuos that went with the other korbanos. So they brought lechem on shavuos. But either way, so if to take out some bread from the base hamikdash on Shabbos, these lechem, the shear is a grogeres. The Gemara says, ve'amai, right? I mean, the normal shear of food. They're no different than any other food. So Gemara says, amai, lema, why don't we say, midila inyan yotze, because regarding the halacha of leaving b'kezayis, linyan shami, not only b'kezayis, so too, by Shabbos, it should also be by b'kezayis. What's linyan yotze? Well, the din is that you have to eat this lechem aponim and the shtei lechem inside the Beis HaMikdash. Someone who leaves the Beis HaMikdash, or leave the Kodesh, they have to be really in the Azara. Yes, because they're Kodesh Kodashim. So, if you take it outside, how much do you need to take outside to make it no good anymore, that shear is a kazayas. So maybe since taking it out of the azara will invalidate the, you know, the bread, that shear is a kazayas. So too, maybe by Shabbos, this shear should also be a kazayas. So apparently, what do you see? That just because you have one shear by one realm of halacha doesn't mean that it will transfer that same shear to another realm of halacha, right? That's what we wanted to do here. We wanted to say just because this item will join to be metame something else, so maybe it should also be significant in terms of Shabbos. We see from the Shtei Halachim that is not true. So that was Rav Nachman said back to Rava. So then Gemara says, one second, Hachi Hashta, that's not a good comparison at all. Hasa midafki chutz lachoma hazara ifsalei. One second. By the case of this, well, I ruined it a little bit. I guess we should read to the end and we'll explain. Chutz lachomas hazara ifsalei biyotzi haShabbos lo mechayev adam afik lirshus harabim. B'hacha Shabbos betumah b'hadi adadi. Well, I guess we'll explain it one by one. I really want to explain it backwards. So let's do it like this, and then we'll read it back into the Gemara. By the case of throwing the food into the tamei house, so when it rests next to the food that's already inside, so at that exact moment, you are, it is able to be metame other things. So with your zrika, with your throwing that food inside, so you have now changed the halachic status of the food that was inside already. Maybe this little food, with your hotzah action, at that moment, is changing the status. Here, and therefore we're asking, maybe you should be chayav for hotzah for that exact action. Here in the Beis HaMikdash, though, there's no Isser Shabbos until you get outside of the Beis HaMikdash. To pasal lachem upon him, or the shtei lachem, so you're only going out of the azara, you could still be in the Beis HaMikdash and pasal the shtei lachem. You're still inside the Beis HaMikdash. But only until you get out of the Beis HaMikdash, all the way out, are you going to be chayav for Hilchas Shabbos. So they don't happen at the same time. Right? They're not simultaneous. So, So the Gemara is saying it's not a comparable case, and that's, let's just read it back into the Gemara. Hasam over there by the case of the Shtei Lechem or whatever in the Beis Hamikdash, midafke chutz lachumas hazara. The second you get outside the azara, if sole beyotze, they are considered as if you took them out of the kodesh and they're no longer edible. Right? You already messed them up. But Shabbos lamachayev at the mavkli rishus haravin. But on Shabbos, you're not chayev until you get out the rishus haravin. But over here, Shabbos v'tumah. Here, the halacha of that becoming tamei and the hanacha of the food inside in Rishus HaYachid, that's the violation of Shabbos and the tuma situation both happen at the exact same time. So those are not comparable cases, and therefore the question is still not answered. Okay. Chazer v'yachniso, the Mishnah had said, if you brought it back inside, eino chayev elak shi'uro, you're only chayev for the proper shear, right? Because we said if you were a matzniya something, you took it out, you decided not to use it, so that the original matzniya decision is now invalidated because you changed your mind. So therefore you need to have a proper shear to be chayev for the achnasa. It's going to say pshita. Well, it's obvious. Right? The ma'aseh, it should be the hatzniya reason is gone because you change your mind, so why should you be chayav for the smaller shear? So, Rabbi, hakam ma'askina, what's the case? Kigon shizrako la'otzar umakom arnigar. Here, the case in the Mishnah, the second case in the Mishnah, is where you took it out and threw the seed into your storage house, and you can still see where it is. Ma'adatema, you might have thought, kevin demakom arnigar, you might have thought, since you can still find this seed, right, it's sitting right down the floor, the floor is clean, you threw the seed in, but it's sitting there on the floor. So, but maybe the milsa the kaimasakoi. Maybe it's still in its original state. Meaning, maybe it's still hamatsnia. Maybe it's still hidden or stored. You just change the location of the item. If something is, if you threw it into your storehouse and it didn't disappear with all the seeds there, so maybe you just change the location of the hamatsnia and you're still storing it. And therefore, you should be chayev. Kamash Malan, therefore, the mission teaches us, once you throw it into your storehouse, so then that's the original intention is totally mevatel and no longer relevant. Okay, fighter in the Halakha Shas. Mishnah Hamotzi Ochlin. Excuse me. If you take food out, and you venosnan al haiskopa, and you put it on the iskopa, we said we had the iskopa before. The iskopa is like a little, small little area where you can put things down on, in between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, could be a step, or it could be a raised small little platform. Right, then, okay, I mean, it's in between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Let's say the size of, I don't know, a mailbox, or maybe a little smaller, probably smaller. So Ben Shechazer Vautzion, Ben Shechazer Acher, right, whether, if you put, right, again, if you take the food out of Shusar Yachar, you put it on the Askopa, and then you bring them into the Shusar Abim, right, Ben Shechazer Vautzion, whether you went back and took them out, or Ben, or whether someone else then took it off the Askopa, took it into Shusar Abim, so then Potter, then you are Potter, why? If they shall also Malachto, Vas Achas, because you did do the Malacha at one time, and you will see exactly what we treat. How we treat this Ascopa, I'll just ruin it for you because it'll make more sense as we read it. It's considered a Carmelis. And therefore, once you take it in Rosh Hashanah, put it down on a Carmelis, and then pick it up and put it down, or take it with you into Rosh Hashanah, so you don't have an Akira and a Hanacha from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Kupa Shi Malea Peros. Let's say you have a box filled with fruit, vegetables, whatever. And you put it on the outermost part, or the outermost iskopa. Let's say you had steps, or you had a bunch of iskopas. So you put on the outer one. So avarpi shiro peres mi bachutz. Even though most of the fruit or vegetables are outside, meaning outside of shesaravim, potter, right, is on the edge of the iskopa. We'll see what that's talking about in a second. You're still potter. Ashiyotze is called a kupa until you take out the entire box. Okay, so Gemara says, "Iskopa mai." What's the deal with this iskopa? What's its halachic status? Elam, if you're going to tell me iskopa Rosh Hashanah, so if you're telling me that iskopa is a Rosh Hashanah, so potter. What do you mean? How could you be potter for taking it out and putting it on the iskopa? How come afik Rosh Hashanah? You took it from Rosh Hashanah and put it on something that's in Rosh Hashanah. So el iskopa Rosh Hashanah, but if you tell me it's Rosh Hashanah, bein shechazer v'altzian bein she. Potter, the Mishnah said whether you took it out and the other guy took it out, you're going to be potter in both cases. You're taking it off the Askopa, which is Rosh Hashanah, and moving it into Rosh Hashanah. It's El Askopa Carmelis. Rather, it must be a Carmelis. And it's teaching us that Taima de Nachba Carmelis, that the reason you're potter is because the item rested in a Carmelis. Hello, Nachba Carmelis, but if you did not rest in the Carmelis, then you're going to be Mechaev, then you're going to be Chaev, even if you walked through Carmelis. So the Gemara says, Masnisa, therefore the Mishnah, the Loki Ben Azai, it's not like Ben Azai. The Tanya, like Linda Braisa, we're all the way back on Hayim Abayis, Hamotzi Mechanus La Palti, Derech Stav, if you take out from the store, to a palti is a public area, derech stav, through like places where you have benches, and basically you're taking from the, that's basically an example for something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a Carmelis, chayev. The Mishnah says, the Brisa says, you're chayev. Ben azay poter, ben azay poters you. If you remember, it's because it's as if that if a person's walking through, since he's walking, the item is considered as if it rested in the Carmelis, but our Mishnah seems to imply that only if you rested the item and put it down in the Carmelis, that's going to be potter. But if you're just walking through, then you're still going to be chayv. Okay. Excuse me. Kupa shimalei peres. We said that if you have a box or a basket that is filled with stuff, vegetables, fruits, etc. So we said if you put on the askopa that's outside, even though most of the pears are outside, you're going to be potter until you take out the entire thing. So Amar Chizkiah lo shano ela kupa malea kishul mudluin. That's only with a basket or a box full of produce that are like gourds that are long, and therefore when you put it on the outside, some of the gourds themselves are still inside the Rosh Hashanah, still on the askopa inside the Carmelis. But if you have a basket full of seeds, and let's say, 78% of it is resting on this iskopa, most of it is in Rosh Hashanah, and only a couple of percent is on the iskopa, so then you're going to be chayiv, because you have all these individual seeds of mustard that you've now taken out from Rosh Hashanah. You put it on the iskopa, but it's mostly hanging off the iskopa in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So Alma Kasomer, apparently what do you see when Chizkiah says that? He apparently holds Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged, that the gathering, the grouping of a kli, of utensils in a certain item, let's say you have forks or whatever it is, or mustard seeds inside a box, it's not considered a box, it's considered, let's say, 1,000 little mustard seeds. Right? And the actual box itself does not combine them all together into one item. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Malei Achar Dal Potter. Afilu Malei Achar Dal Potter. Even if it was filled with mustard seeds, you'll be Potter. Alma Kasavar, apparently he holds that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, that the binding of a Kli is considered binding, meaning that it's considered to be one large item, and as long as some of the box is still inside or on the Escopa, in the airspace, whatever, so therefore it's going to be Potter because you haven't taken out the entire Kli. Amar Bizera. Rabbi Zera says, "Masnisen the lokech is gedeko, the lok Rabbi Yochanan deko." Our Mishnah is not medayik; is not the language, the text does not really stem with either Chizkia or Rabbi Yochanan. The Chizkia lo deka doesn't really work out like Chizkia dekatani, because what do we say? Ad she yotzi is kol hakupa. Right, you're only chayev at the end of the Mishnah. You're only chayev until you take out the entire box. So the time of the kol hakupa. Right, apparently you need all of the box or all of the basket. Hakol peros, but if somehow you took out all of the fruit or the produce, but you still left, let's say, I don't know, a little sliver of the basket in on the escopa, apparently potter, you would be potter. So alma kasavar eged kli shmei eged. Apparently, what do you see? That all of those items inside the box and the box itself is considered to be one item, and everything's considered grouped together. Karabi, that's against Chizkia. But Karabi Shi Yochanan lo deka, the Mishnah also doesn't really work out according to Rabbi Yochanan. Dikatani, like we learned in a minute, like the Mishnah said, afo pisharov peros bachutz, right, even though most of the fruit are outside, you're going to be potter. It's the time of the rov peros, but that implies that most of the fruit are outside, are still outside. They're going to be potter. Hakol peros, but all of the fruit, afagav da agida kupa migavai chayev. Even though they are inside of this basket, that implies that you'll be chayev. So alma kasavar. Apparently, what do you see from that inference? The Mishnah will really hold again kli lo shmei eged, that the grouping of the kli, the items together, is not considered one single grouping, and therefore you're chayav for even the fruit that's inside. So elakasha chizkia elakasha. So you have a problem, right, with the brisa itself, with the Mishnah itself. Right? Who does it hold like? Right? It contradicts itself. So chizkia mataris letzamei, Rabbi Yochanan mataris letzamei. So sure enough, both chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan can explain according to each of their shitas. Chizki mataris letzamei. Chizki will explain according to his shita. Ad sheyotze is called a kupa. What do you mean that you're only going to be chayev until you take out the entire kupa? Bemetvar emurim. What's the case? Bekupa mleik yishuim v'deluim. If you're talking about with a bunch of gourds that are very long that are still sticking into the escopa, then you need to take out everything. But if it's filled with chardal, mustard seeds, and nasik mishotzi is called a kupa v'chayev. That's as if you took out the entire box, because you have all these little seeds there, you're going to be chayev. Rabbi Yochanan mataris letamei. Rabbi Yochanan will explain, no, I'll explain according to my logic. Afal pi sharov peros bachutz. Right, what do we say? Even though you don't have most of the peros outside, you're going to be potter. The lo rov peros bilvad, and not only the rov peros, el afilu kol peros. Even if you have all of the fruit outside, potter, you're going to be potter. Ad sheyotzi is kol hakupa, until you take out the entire box. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia can get out of the wording of the Mishnah and interpret it according to their shita. Right, the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of proofs. We'll just do one of them right now, trying to prove one way or another what the correct shot is. So Meisvei, we'll ask a question. This one is on Chizkia. Hamotzi kupas harochlin, right, a case we had a little bit earlier. If you take someone selling spices or perfumes, and you have a bunch of boxes, right, a box of perfumes, right? We had mentioned this maybe a couple of blocks ago. Venosna alas kopa. Let's say you put, we don't have this exact brisa, but let's say you took out this box of perfumes or nice smelling items and you put it on an escopa achitoni, you put it on the outer escopa. Aval pisharov minim bachutz, even though most of the items you have in your box, sections into different sections, even though most of them are outside in Rishus Arabim, so potter, you're going to be potter ashiyotzi, it's called a kupa, until you take out the entire box. That seems to be that's against Chizkia. Chizkia says that if you have little small mustard seeds, even though some of the seeds are inside, right, you're going to be chayev. So Gemara says, no, Chizkia will answer you, no problem. Kasal kadaitach, but tsrari, do you really think you have a tsror as a bundle? Sorry, that's part of the question. In Kasal kadaitach, we assume that we're talking about these small bundles of spices. So kashi l'chizkia, that's a problem for chizkia. Tamalach l'chizkia, no, hachamayis kinan be'ar nasi. Now the case is, or nasi, which are long pieces of fragrance. Maybe you know, you go to the Kotel, sometimes they have Ravdala, they have like these spices for you to smell. Not spices, but really a sub and plants or trees, whatever. They ask you to make a bracha. It's very nice. They have a bunch of a Sephardi custom. Anyway, so it's dealing with these long, let's say, plants that have a long stem. Therefore, since you didn't take out the entire stem, you're not going to be chayiv. But yeah, nechanemi, if you had little small pieces of spices, then you would be chayiv for otzah on Shabbos, and that is just like Chizkiyah's shida. Okay, we'll do. There's another question coming up, but we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas on Shabbos, and we'll record a shir Motzi Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas as soon as we can.